The following is a public hall lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on January 17th, 2011, in Valparaiso, Chile.
Hare Krishna. So,
entonces,
I'd like to take you home. Back to the spiritual world. I mean, this material world is a pretty rotten place. Why? You got to die here. You got to get sick. You got to get old. I mean, who wants to get sick and old and die? Anybody here want to get sick, old, and die? It's no fun to die. It's no fun to get sick. It's no fun to get old. So I would like to take you to that place where there's no old age, no sickness, and no death. My spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has revealed to me the secret path how to enter that spiritual world. You know how much money He charged me for that secret knowledge? Zero.
Zero.
Not even one peso.
Ni siquiera un peso.
He gave it to that knowledge to me completely free of charge. So I have flown all the way from New Zealand to give the wonderful people of Chile this secret knowledge of how you can also enter that world where there's no birth, no death, no old age, and no disease. You don't have to even work a job there. They have wonderful food, free. Free housing. Free clothing. Free transportation. Free entertainment. Everything free. All you do is enjoy wonderful loving relationships with God and all the devotees of God. We do not have to struggle like beasts of burden. To earn a few pesos to put beans on the table. All you have to do is call out to the Lord.
Lo único que tú tienes que hacer es llamar al Señor.
With love.
Con amor.
Begging the Lord for His mercy.
Orándole al Señor por su misericordia.
And He will lift you out of this material existence.
Él te llevará fuera de esta existencia material.
And He will take you back to His eternal kingdom.
Y Él te llevará de vuelta a su reino eterno.
You can call by any name of God from any scripture. You can call a name from the Bible. You can call a name from the Quran. Or you can call a name from the Vedas. Any name is good. But the mood, that's the important thing. You have to call like a niño calling for madre. Feeling totally dependent on God. I've tried chanting all the different names for God. And I've been doing this for 40 years. And I have found that the best possible names to chant are the names we just sang. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a prayer to the Lord and to His energy that you please engage me in your service.
Esta es una oración al Señor que quiere decir de que uno por favor le pide que lo ocupe en su servicio.
These names were not made up by any human being.
Estos nombres no fueron creados por ningún tipo de ser humano.
These names are given by God.
Estos nombres son dados por Dios.
In the ancient scriptures of India.
En las antiguas escrituras de la India.
So you can chant these names.
Entonces tú puedes cantar estos nombres.
Or you can chant the name of Christ or Allah, whatever you like.
O tú puedes cantar los nombres de Cristo, de Allah, cualquiera que tú quieras.
But you must chant con amor.
Pero tú tienes que cantarlo con amor.
You must chant with love.
Tú debes cantarlo con amor.
And then the Lord will hear your prayer.
Y luego el Señor escuchará tu oración.
And He will shower His mercy upon you.
Y Él lloverá su misericordia
sobre ti. Just like a wonderful spring rain.
Tal como un maravilloso día de primavera.
So we are hoping that you all can take advantage of this process of chanting.
Entonces nosotros esperamos muy ansiosamente que ustedes puedan tomar este proceso del canto.
Because the reality is, we are suffering in this material existence.
Porque la realidad es que nosotros estamos sufriendo en esta realidad material.
We have to be squeezed up in a mother's body for 9 months.
Tenemos que ser como resbalados desde el vientre de una madre a los 9 meses.
Birth is very frightening and painful.
El nacimiento es muy doloroso, muy.
And then we have to get sick.
Luego tenemos que enfermarnos.
And get old.
Y ponernos viejos.
And die.
Y morir.
These things are not fun.
Estas cosas no son divertidas.
In the middle of all that, you have to work harder just to pay your rent.
Y para más remate, tenemos que trabajar.
Just to put some food on your table, you have to work so many hours like a donkey.
Simplemente para poner un poco de alimento sobre tu mesa, tienes que trabajar tantas horas como.
You see, we have created a civilization which is not based on pleasing God.
Entonces nosotros estamos creando una civilización que no está basada en satisfacer a Dios.
We have created a situation built on dinero.
Hemos creado una civilización construida.
Which means the wealthy man, they exploit the poor man.
Eso significa que el hombre más rico explota al hombre pobre.
They sit very comfortably and they squeeze the poor man very hard to make him work very hard.
Ellos se sientan así muy cómodamente y explotan al pobre haciéndolo trabajar muy duramente.
This, we have such an unfair civilization because we have not put God in the center.
Entonces estamos teniendo esta civilización tan desastrosa porque no estamos poniendo a Dios en el centro.
Instead of following these leaders who exploit us,
en vez de seguir a estos líderes que nos explotan,
we should follow the great saintly teachers.
Debiéramos seguir a los grandes santos
who are purely teaching the message of God.
Aquellos que enseñan el mensaje de Dios.
Because these saintly teachers, they can properly guide the human civilization.
Porque estos profesores santos son quienes pueden guiar apropiadamente a la civilización humana.
Instead of putting money in the center,
en vez de poner el dinero en el centro,
we can put God in the center.
Tenemos que poner a Dios en el centro.
This boy should sit with his parents.
Este pequeño se tiene que sentar con su papá.
Where is his parents? Please keep him with you. It's nice. Let him hear something, yes. Yeah. So in this way, the human form of life is a very special human form, very special life. It is described in the Vedic scriptures that there are millions of different life forms. There's 8,400,000 different life forms. And in each and every one of these forms, we try to enjoy this material world. But in every circumstance, we are frustrated.
Pero lamentablemente en todos estos intentos finalmente nos vemos frustrados.
Why are we frustrated?
¿Por qué nos vemos frustrados?
Because we foolishly misidentify ourselves with this body.
Porque nosotros erróneamente nos identificamos con este cuerpo.
The body that you have right now,
el cuerpo que tú tienes en este momento,
is not you.
En realidad no es tú.
Just like now I'm wearing this white chador, you see?
Tal como ahora yo estoy ocupando este pequeño.
Is this me?
¿Acaso
no, it's not me.
No, realmente no soy.
If I take the chador off, I'm still me.
No, yo puedo tomar este manto fuera y yo sigo siendo.
I put the chador on, I'm still me.
Y luego me lo pongo encima y sigo siendo.
I have not changed by wearing or not wearing this chador.
Yo no he cambiado por ocupar o no ocupar este manto.
So this body is just like a garment, sir.
Entonces, señor,
You're wearing this garment right now.
Tú estás ocupando un vestido ahora mismo.
In a previous lifetime, you were a woman.
Quizás que en las vidas anteriores.
And see, we've been in every kind of body.
En realidad, nosotros hemos estado en todos los tipos de cuerpos.
And each time we had a body, we think, I am a woman, I am a man, I am white, I am black.
Y cada vez que yo tengo un cuerpo, yo pienso, yo soy una mujer, yo soy un hombre, yo soy negro.
I am a human.
Soy un humano.
I am a dog.
Soy un perro.
Every time we are thinking we're this body, you see.
Todo el tiempo nosotros estamos pensando que somos este cuerpo.
But what is the fate of each of the body?
Pero ¿cuál es la fe de cada uno?
It has to die. But we don't want to die because we're actually spiritual beings.
Pero bueno, nosotros no queremos morir porque en realidad somos seres espirituales.
Eternal existence is our birthright.
En realidad, nuestro derecho de nacimiento es
God has created us as eternal beings.
Dios nos ha creado como seres eternos.
So when we, the eternal beings, misidentify with this body, this temporary body,
entonces, cuando nosotros, seres espirituales, nos identificamos con estos cuerpos materiales,
we are cheating ourselves.
Estamos engañando a nosotros mismos.
Because we're putting ourselves in a position where we're definitely going to become miserable.
Porque estamos poniéndonos a nosotros mismos en una posición en la que definitivamente vamos a ser miserables.
We may be happy when we're young.
Podemos quizás ser felices cuando somos jóvenes.
But I guarantee you, when the body gets old and worn out, it's not happy situation.
Pero yo te garantizo que cuando el cuerpo se pone viejo, no es una situación muy
so instead of trying to get happiness out of this temporary body,
entonces, en vez de tratar de conseguir felicidad de este cuerpo material,
those who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined
inclinados filosóficamente,
awaken their divine consciousness.
Despiertan su conciencia divina.
They understand, I'm not this body.
Ellos en ese momento entienden, yo
I'm an eternal spiritual being.
Yo en realidad soy un eterno.
I'm qualitatively one with God.
Soy un sirviente cualitativamente igual con Dios.
God is eternal.
Dios es eterno.
And I am also eternal.
Y yo también soy eterno.
God is full of knowledge.
Dios está lleno de conocimiento.
I am also full of knowledge.
Y de esta manera yo también estoy.
God is full of bliss.
Por ejemplo, Dios está lleno de bienaventuranza.
I am also full of bliss.
Entonces yo también estoy lleno de bienaventuranza.
That doesn't mean that I am God.
Aunque eso no signifique que yo sea Dios.
But it means I have the same nature as God.
Significa esto de que tengo la misma naturaleza que Dios.
God is my father.
Dios es mi padre.
And I am his child.
Y yo soy su pequeño.
But doesn't the son inherit the qualities of his father?
Pero ¿no acaso el niño hereda las
yes.
cualidades del padre?
The son inherits the qualities of his father.
Sí, el pequeño hereda las cualidades del padre.
He inherits his father's wealth.
Él hereda la riqueza del padre.
Unless he runs away from home.
A menos que se vaya de casa.
But this is what we have done.
Pero eso es lo que nosotros hemos hecho.
We are children of God.
Nosotros somos pequeños de Dios.
We were originally living in the spiritual world with God.
Nosotros estábamos originalmente viviendo en el mundo espiritual con Dios.
But just like a foolish child, we ran away from home.
Pero tal como un pequeño niño que corre fuera de su casa.
And now we are suffering in this condition, so far away from God's kingdom.
Eso es lo que hemos hecho. Y ahora estábamos sufriendo tan muy lejos de Dios.
So now all we have to do to be happy is return back to that kingdom of God.
Entonces ahora todo lo que tenemos que hacer para volvernos felices es volver a
so, can you get a ticket on LAN Airlines and go back to the kingdom of God?
Entonces, ¿podemos obtener unos tickets aéreos en LAN y volver con Dios?
You can't buy a ticket. LAN Airlines can't take you there.
En realidad, aerolíneas LAN no te puede llevar hacia allá.
So how will you get there?
Entonces, ¿cómo volvemos allá?
You get there on the airplane of praying.
Tú tienes que subirte al avión de Prema.
Prayer is a better airline.
Prema es la mejor aerolínea.
But you have to pray in a pure way.
Pero tú tienes que orar de una manera pura.
If you pray and ask God to give you so many things, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me.
Si tú oras de una manera en la que tú estás siempre pidiéndole, dame esto, dame esto otro, dame esto otro.
Then you're begging God to keep you in this material world.
Luego tú estás orándole a Dios para que te mantenga en este mundo material.
So if you pray in the wrong way, you will stay here in the material world.
Entonces si tú oras
So therefore you have to learn how to pray in a pure way. Pure means selfless.
Pura significa centrados en uno mismo.
Impure means selfish.
De manera impura sería de manera egoísta.
If you pray to get things for yourself, that's impure.
Si tú oras para obtener cosas para ti mismo, eso.
But if you pray to give service to God,
si tú oras para darle servicio a Dios,
that is pure.
Eso es puro.
So that's the kind of prayer we have to do if we want to get out of this material existence.
Entonces, ese es el tipo de oraciones que nosotros tenemos que hacer para salir de esta naturaleza material.
We have to pray to the Lord that you please engage me in your devotional service.
Tú tienes que orarle a Dios de que por favor te ocupe en su servicio amoroso.
My dear Lord, please bless me that I will always be purely engaged in your service 24 hours a day.
Mi querido Señor, por favor, ayúdame a que yo esté ocupado en tu servicio 24 horas al día.
With my every thought,
con todos mis pensamientos,
my every word,
con todas mis palabras,
and my every deed,
y con todas mis acciones.
This sort of prayer,
estas son las oraciones,
will liberate us.
Que nos liberarán.
This sort of prayer will deliver us back to the kingdom of God.
Estas son el tipo de oraciones que nos pueden liberarnos al la realidad espiritual.
So why do we keep praying for money then?
Entonces, ¿por qué nosotros seguimos orando por acumular dinero?
Give me a job.
Dame un trabajo.
Give me a beautiful girlfriend.
Dame una hermosa novia.
Give me a car.
Dame un auto.
Give me a guitar.
Dame una guitarra.
You see? Why do we pray like that?
¿Por qué estamos orando de esta manera?
Because we think that a car, a guitar and a beautiful girl will give us more happiness than love of God.
Eso lo hacemos porque pensamos que una guitarra o un auto o una hermosa mujer nos dará más felicidad que esa otra felicidad.
This means that we are not very intelligent.
Eso significa de que nosotros no somos muy inteligentes.
This means we are muy estúpido.
Eso significa de que nosotros somos muy estúpidos.
So we have to hear from a bona fide spiritual master.
Entonces nosotros tenemos que ir de un profesor fidedigno.
The bona fide spiritual master enlightens us.
Un maestro espiritual fidedigno nos ilumina.
With transcendental wisdom.
De la sabiduría trascendental.
To help us understand we have to get out of this material existence.
Él nos enseña a entender que tenemos que salir de esta naturaleza material.
This is why in the scriptures of India.
Es por esto que las escrituras en India,
taking a spiritual master is emphasized as the most important thing.
Ahí se establece enfáticamente de que tomar un maestro espiritual es lo más importante.
Tadviganartam sagurum eva vigatschat. This is stated in the Mundaka Upanishad.
Esto se establece en el Mundaka Upanishad.
If you want to realize the highest truth,
si tú quieres realizar la verdad más elevada,
then you absolutely must go to a spiritual master.
De esta manera, tú tienes que ir necesariamente con un.
And when you go to a spiritual master, what are the three things you have to do?
Y para tener un maestro espiritual, ¿cuáles son las tres cosas?
Number one, you have to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual
primero,
master.
Tú tienes que tomar refugio de un maestro
espiritual. Become his student.
Volverse su estudiante.
Take guidance from him.
Tomar guía de él.
That's called taking shelter.
Eso significa tomar.
The second step is initiation.
La segunda etapa es tomar la.
This means you make a promise to the spiritual master that you will follow his instructions.
Eso significa de que tú haces una promesa al maestro espiritual que vas a seguir sus instrucciones.
The third step is you have to follow the instructions.
Y la tercera paso es que tú tienes que seguir esas instrucciones.
You made the promise to follow his instructions.
Tú puedes prometerle seguir sus instrucciones.
Now you have to be an honest man.
Y luego tienes que volverte un hombre honesto.
You must keep your word.
Tienes que mantener tus palabras.
So if you will take shelter of the spiritual master,
entonces, si tú tomas refugio del maestro,
you will get initiated by the spiritual master,
y tú te inicias luego por el maestro espiritual,
and you will follow the instructions of the spiritual master.
Y si sigue las instrucciones del maestro espiritual,
and then I can guarantee you 100%,
luego yo te puedo garantizar 100%
that you will achieve spiritual perfection.
De que tú vas a encontrar la perfección.
And if you're not successful,
si tú no eres exitoso,
after following my instruction, I will give you $10,000.
Yo te voy a dar $10,000.
So you can't lose.
Entonces, ¿tú puedes hacerlo?
You become rico with $10,000.
¿Tú te puedes volver rico con $10,000?
Or you become unlimitedly wealthy.
O tú te vuelves ilimitadamente rico.
By developing pure love for God.
Por desarrollar amor puro por Dios.
Which is worth more than millions and billions and trillions of dollars.
Que en realidad vale más la pena que muchos miles y millones.
So either you get $10,000. Or you get trillions of dollars. So you cannot lose if you will take my offer. The only way you can lose is you don't accept my offer. I want you to pray to God in a very pure way.
Yo quiero que ustedes puedan orar a Dios en una forma pura.
On a regular daily basis.
Regularmente, diariamente.
Every morning.
Todas las mañanas.
My dear Lord, please bless me that I'll have no other duty except to serve you from now and for all of eternity.
Mi querido Señor, por favor, bendíceme de que yo no quiera tener otra cosa que tu servicio.
This does not mean you have to become a priest.
Eso no significa que tú tienes.
Or you have to become a nun. You can become a pure servant of God living at home with your family. Working a job,
trabajando,
going to school,
yendo a la escuela,
being a businessman,
siendo un hombre de negocios.
In any walk of life, you can become a pure saint.
Cada paso de tu vida, tú puedes volverte un santo.
Whatever you're doing, you simply have to offer that in the service of the Lord.
Entonces, cualquier cosa que tú estés haciendo, tú puedes darlo como una ofrenda.
If you want to have a family,
si tú quieres tener una familia,
then you raise those niños to be pure lovers of God.
Así tú creces,
if you want to be a millionaire,
si tú quieres ser un millonario,
then you make millions of dollars and build temples of the Lord all over the world.
Luego tú puedes comprar muchos terrenos para donde Dios sea adorado.
If you like to sing songs, then write songs glorifying God.
Si tú quieres cantar canciones, escribir canciones, luego puedes escribir canciones.
Whatever talent or ability you have, simply use that in the service of God.
Cualquier habilidad o talento, tú simplemente la ocupas en el servicio de Dios.
In this way, your life will be successful.
Y de esta manera, tu vida será exitosa.
So I'm flying out tomorrow morning to Peru, and I have to take early rest tonight. So I'm going to end the program soon. But I wanted to ask if there's any questions.
Bueno, yo en realidad mañana temprano tengo que volar a Perú. De todas maneras, no tengo mucho más tiempo por acá. Pero de todas maneras quiero saber si alguien tiene alguna pregunta. Entonces, aquel que quiera preguntar algo puede levantar la mano y vamos a responder.
There's a question.
Sí.
Yeah, the key to always being enthusiastic is do everything for the pleasure of the Lord.
Haz todo para el placer de Dios.
As long as you try to please yourself, you will sometimes feel okay and sometimes you feel muy mala.
Tan pronto como tú intentas satisfacerte a ti mismo, algunas veces te sentirás muy bien y otras veces muy mal.
But if you will offer everything to the Lord for the pleasure of Lord Krishna or God,
pero si tú ofreces todo en el servicio de Dios para su placer,
then you'll always feel muy muy extático. Mm-hmm. Muy muy extático.
Luego tú te sentirás muy muy extático.
¿Cómo desarrolla ese sentimiento?
¿Cuál sentimiento?
¿Cómo uno puede distinguir entre la diferencia entre algo que uno hace para uno y para
otro? How can we distinguish in when we are doing something for God or for us?
Yes. How can we distinguish between whether I'm doing it for the Lord or doing it for myself?
¿Cómo distinguir qué cosa yo estoy haciendo para el Señor y qué otra cosa para mí?
If you're attached to the result, you're doing it for yourself.
Si tú estás apegado a los resultados, luego tú estás haciéndolo para ti mismo.
And if you're detached from the result, then you must be doing it for the Lord.
Y pero luego, si tú estás desapegado de lo que estás haciendo, lo estás haciendo para el Señor.
Any more questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
What suggestion can we give us in relation at the development of child in a spiritual culture? How to raise child in a spiritual
hide? What?
Child?
Yes, for raising a child in a spiritual culture.
Bueno, para educar a los niños, de los que ser en una atmósfera espiritual.
You should bring the child to when there are lectures like this. You should bring the child and instead of letting the child run around and play, you should engage the child, sit the child in your lap, and let the child hear the teachings.
Tú tienes que traer a los niños a lecturas como estas, y si el niño va y se va a jugar, tú tienes que intentar ocuparlo para que él pueda escuchar.
It's like these. I see three children here on this row here. There's one girl, a boy, and a little baby. They're all hearing. You see, this boy, he's hearing me nicely. He's very good niño. You see, so because he's hearing. See, a child, he can learn much better than an adult can learn. This child is getting more benefit than all of us adults are getting, you see. Because the child's brain is more powerful for learning.
Porque el pequeño tiene un entendimiento mucho más poderoso.
So he will take your child to hear spiritual discourses like this.
Entonces tú puedes traer a tu pequeño a escuchar discursos espirituales como.
And if there are no discourses, then you can purchase our books and you can read to your child.
Y si es que no hay discursos espirituales, tú puedes comprar alguno de nuestros libros y leérselo.
And you can chant Hare Krishna like we're chanting with your child.
O tú puedes cantar Hare Krishna con tu niño.
And get rid of the television set.
Sorry?
Throw the television, get rid of your TV set. TV set is murderous for the child. No TV.
No television.
Instead, engage the child always in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. So you live here in Estas Ciudad, this town? Are you from donde está? Are you from here?
¿Usted es de acá, de esta ciudad?
Are you from Santiago?
¿De dónde es usted? She's from Argentina.
Oh, Argentina. Mendoza? No, Buenos Aires? Oh, okay. We have our temple in Buenos Aires.
Entonces tenemos nuestro templo en Buenos Aires.
Anyway, you can go on the internet. You speak English a little bit?
¿Usted habla inglés un poco?
Yes? Okay. You can go on the internet and get my training program. Yeah, somebody here, take this card to that lady. You can sign up for my internet training program. And you can personally inquire from me. You sign up there at backtohome.com. And then if you have any questions, you can email me and I'll personally reply to you.
Y si usted tiene alguna pregunta, usted me puede escribir y yo personalmente le respondo.
I'm guiding people all over the world and over 12,000 students.
Yo estoy guiando a gente por todo el mundo, más de 12,000 estudiantes.
So if you would also like to be my student, I will accept you.
Y si que tú también quieres ser uno de mis estudiantes, yo te aceptaré.
I will guide you how to become perfect.
Yo te guiaré para cómo te puedes volver perfecto.
How to make your child perfect also.
Y cómo puedes hacer a tu niño perfecto.
See, any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Yes. This gentleman here with the mustache, yeah.
How your followers win, like, are your followers workers, students, how they...
Everything.
Sí, todos.
I have some of my students are wealthy businessmen. I have one disciple in Eastern Europe. He owns 3 radio stations.
Yo tengo a un discípulo en Europa del Este que es dueño de 3 radios.
The top 3 radio stations in his country, he owns those stations.
Las radios más exitosas de ese país, él es el dueño de ellas.
The politicians come to him and want his favor.
Los políticos se acercan a él para que él les haga favores.
So I have disciples who are students.
Entonces yo tengo discípulos que son estudiantes.
Who are doctors.
Que son doctores.
Who work in the computer world.
Que trabajan en el mundo.
In every walk of life.
De todo tipo de ocupaciones.
It doesn't matter what you are.
Entonces no importa qué es lo que tú haces.
I have some who are full-time monks.
También tengo algunos estudiantes que son monjes de tiempo.
So you can be a... Everyone has to earn a living somehow. So you can be a monk. You can be a student. You can be an employee. Work for a company. You can be a politician. Whatever is the natural way for you to earn a living. You do that. So I have students from every walk of life. We don't say to quit your job. We say continue to do your job. But do it for the Lord. Whatever money you earn, that is God's money. You must spend it in a way that is pleasing to Him. And this way you become happy.
De esta manera, tú te vuelves feliz.
If I think it's my money,
si tú piensas que es mi
dinero, then I'm a miser.
Entonces somos
nothing is mine.
En realidad, nada de
everything is the property of God.
Todo es de la propiedad de Dios.
So my wife, she is not my wife.
Entonces, mi esposa, ella no es mi esposa.
She belongs to God.
Ella pertenece a Dios.
My children are not my children.
Mis niños no son mis niños.
They belong to God.
Ellos pertenecen a Dios.
This body is not my body.
Este cuerpo no es mi cuerpo.
It is God's property.
Es la propiedad de Dios.
My house, my car, my bank balance, everything is God's property.
Mi casa, mi banco, mi cuenta, todo es propiedad de Dios.
So by using that in the service of God,
entonces, al usar esto, al servicio de Dios,
then I become very, very happy.
Luego tú te vuelves muy, muy feliz.
Any other question?
¿Alguna otra pregunta? Bueno, él está preguntando que él habló del énfasis de tomar refugio en un maestro espiritual, pero ¿qué pasa si es que esa persona no se siente confiado de que va a poder seguir los votos por toda su vida? ¿Está bien? ¿Y qué pasa si es que él rompe su promesa?
So he's asking that you emphasize about taking shelter of the spiritual master. But what happens if that person has not the confidence to remain following those promises? And what happens if they break their promise?
Even if one begins this pathway,
incluso si alguien comienza este camino,
and somehow or other cannot make it all the way to the goal,
y de alguna u otra manera él no puede hacer todo el camino completado.
There's still a million miles ahead of where they would have been if they had not begun at all.
De todas maneras ellos están miles y miles de millas mucho más avanzados de que si que no hubieran comenzado.
Let's say someone begins the path of bhakti.
Digamos que alguien comienza el sendero del bhakti.
And they advance to 20%.
Él puede avanzar al 20%.
And then they fall down.
Y luego él cae.
When they resume bhakti again in this lifetime or a future lifetime,
cuando él vuelve a tomar la vida espiritual en esta vida o en la siguiente,
they don't begin at zero.
Él no comienza de cero.
They begin at 20%.
Él comienza desde 20%.
So whatever progress you make,
entonces cualquier progreso que tú hagas,
that is your eternal asset.
Ese es tu activo permanente. Entonces él está preguntando si hay alguna reacción por romper los la promesa con el maestro espiritual.
He's asking if is there any reaction for breaking the promise to the spiritual master.
Of course.
Por supuesto.
But it's not as bad as never having taken a spiritual master.
Pero no es tan malo como nunca haber tomado a un maestro espiritual.
The lesser of two evils. Any other question?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Well, let's see. Yet here, okay. I can't hear well. Let me see, find out what you've said so far. One minute. What did you say so far?
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us that the best yajna for this age is to chant the holy name.
The sacrifice of this age. Okay.
Yes, but in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that tapa, jnana, karma, yajna, they should. Should not be given up.
Yeah, that's right.
The Lord says.
Yeah, but later on in that chapter, he says to give up everything and just surrender.
Pero luego, más adelante en ese capítulo,
in verse 66, he says, give up everything else and just surrender to me.
En el verso 66 dice, abandona todo y simplemente ríndete.
And then he comes as Lord Chaitanya to show you what he means by that surrender.
Y luego viene como el señor Chaitanya para darte a entender qué significa esa rendición.
Next question. Yeah.
¿Cuál es la relación entre Dios y el sexo?
He asked, what is the relationship between God and sex?
God and
sex.
Sex, yes. Sex originates in God.
Sexo se origina en Dios.
Everything originates in God. He's the source of everything.
Todo se origina en Dios. Él es la fuente de todo.
So the sex impulse is originally there in God.
Entonces, el impulso sexual se origina en Dios.
If sex is not there in God, then sex cannot exist.
Si es que Dios no existiera, luego el sexo tampoco.
Because sexual attraction is there in God, therefore you can have also sexual attraction.
Porque la atracción sexual está también presente en Dios. Por lo tanto, tú puedes tener atracción sexual.
When God or Krishna wants to expand his enjoyment.
Cuando Dios o Krishna quiere expandir su disfrute,
he manifests from his own energy.
Él manifiesta desde su propia energía.
The most beautiful girl.
Las más maravillosas y hermosas mujeres.
Who's millions of times more beautiful than any girl you've ever seen.
Son miles y millones de veces más bellas que las mujeres que jamás has visto.
Every aspect of that girl is so beautiful.
Todos los aspectos de esas mujeres son
her teeth, her nose, her ears, her smile, her toes, everything about her is just unbelievably beautiful. Her name is Srimati Radharani. And Krishna has a love affair with Srimati Radharani. It's the sweetest, most unbelievable love affair you could ever imagine.
Para disfrutar sensaciones muy placenteras que jamás imaginarías.
If I fall in love with a beautiful young girl in this world, what happens?
Si yo pudiera encontrar la mujer más hermosa en este mundo, ¿qué pasaría?
She becomes an old, ugly, dried up prune.
Ella viene así en un vestido muy seductor.
And so do I. You understand? She becomes an old, dried up prune, and so do I.
Y ella se vuelve de la nada a una pasa así muy vieja.
You understand? You can go on the street, you can see an old woman, ugly with gray hair, her teeth are falling out, hobbling along, ugly old woman.
Si tú vas por la calle y ves un costado a una mujer con el pelo gris, sin dientes,
sí. 60 years ago, she was a beautiful young teenager. And the boys saw her, they went, wow, look at that girl. Woo. But now she's an old, ugly, dried up woman with all her teeth falling out, her body stinks, and she can't even walk anymore.
Pero ahora es una mujer que con que todo le cuelga y es muy vieja.
So sex attraction in this world,
entonces la atracción sexual en este mundo,
is inferior pleasure.
Es un placer inferior.
The sex attraction in the spiritual world,
la atracción sexual en el mundo,
that is superior pleasure.
Es el placer más.
Because Radharani never gets old.
Porque Radharani nunca
she's always remained a sweet 16, like a 14, 15-year-old girl, eternally.
Ella siempre permanece como una pequeña muchacha.
She's in the prime of her beauty forever. She never gets old. So that sex attraction in the spiritual world is perfect sex attraction. But the sex attraction in este mundo is inferior. So those who are enlightened with transcendental knowledge, they are not interested in the inferior sex pleasure of this world.
Ellos no están interesados en el placer inferior del sexo.
They are interested in the superior sex pleasure of the spiritual world.
Ellos buscan el placer sexual superior en el mundo espiritual.
They don't waste their time chasing after the blood and flesh of this world.
Ellos no andan como locos detrás persiguiendo a la sangre y la carne.
Sex pleasure in this world is simply the pleasure of the skin.
El placer sexual en este mundo es simplemente el placer de la piel.
That beautiful young girl, that skin, what's beneath the skin?
Esa hermosa mujer ahí.
Blood.
Bajo su piel.
Blood.
Sangre.
Mucus.
Moco.
Stool.
Excremento.
Urine.
Orina.
And vomit.
Y vomito.
If I gave you a bag filled up with stool, urine, pus, vomit and urine, would you like that bag? You would take it home at night?
Si yo te doy una bolsa llena de excremento, vómito, moco.
You would say, get it out of here. You would say, yeah, get it out of here. But by the power of the God, illusory energy of the Lord.
Pero por la poderosa energía ilusoria del Señor.
We are taking that bag of stool, urine, pus, blood and vomit to be, oh, it's so beautiful. Romeo, Juliet, Romeo, Juliet.
Por esa energía ilusoria, nosotros estamos tomando esa bolsa llena de moco, de excremento, orina, como una hermosa mujer y decimos, oh, es mi Romeo, y él dice, oh, es mi Julieta.
So this sex attraction of this world, no sea importante.
Entonces la reacción sexual en este mundo no es importante.
It comes and it goes.
Esta viene y luego se va.
It's only a temporary sensation.
Es solamente una sensación temporal.
Therefore, it does not give lasting pleasure.
Luego, no es una felicidad permanente.
If you want lasting pleasure,
si tú quieres felicidad permanente,
then you should worship the divine sex life between Krishna and Radharani.
Luego tú debes adorar la vida sexual divina.
And in that sexual pleasure,
y en esa placer sexual,
you will have unlimited happiness.
Tú obtendrás felicidad ilimitada.
So does that answer your question?
Entonces, ¿eso responde su pregunta?
Bueno. Okay. I think our time is running a little short now.
Me temo que el tiempo está, nos queda poco tiempo.
Now, one, huh?
If he speaks English.
Tell me again. Speak louder.
If he speaks English, he may have.
What did she say?
Sorry.
What is it?
The gentleman here who speaks English, he can get a card from you.
Oh, okay, card. Anybody who wants a card, he can come. For English-speaking people who speak English, here's a card. And if you're Espanol-speaking, you can note this email address. I have mi curso en Espanol también. You go to regrosoacasa.com. You can write that down. regrosoacasa.com. That's my Espanol version of my course.
Para aquellos que hablan español, tengo la dirección que es www.regresoacasa.com. Y ahí también pueden inscribirse al curso que tiene y pueden hacerle preguntas también personales.
I would like to stay with you all longer. You're very, very lovely, wonderful people. But I have to catch a flight early tomorrow morning from Lima. To Lima. And I have to get back and pack and get ready for the plane flight. And it's a 2-hour drive to Santiago. One of my students can stay here and answer questions. Mm-hmm. You can. My student here, Ignacio, he's also being trained in this science. He's one of my students, and he can also answer your questions. Or if there's no questions, you all can do a little kirtan and distribute prasadam. So I thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Gracias. Un fuerte aplauso nuevamente.